Good evening. This is the Great Northern Radio Show, broadcasting live from the Mesabi East High School Auditorium in Aurora, Minnesota. It's the Laskiainen Finnish Sliding Festival weekend in nearby Palo, epicenter of Finnish-American immigration and Iron Range history. You are tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, Aiken County, and the Iron Range, 90.5 KBXE Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, Baxter, and Fort Ripley, and 103.9 in Ely. We stream live all over the world at KAXE.org. I want to take a moment to talk about Northern Community Radio. If you are not yet a member of Northern Community Radio, let me remind you that just like your Iron Range uncle or your Iron Range grandma, it is an independent public radio station in northern Minnesota. The feed comes from a place where you can see iron on the hills. Not from St. Paul or Washington or somewhere else. That is Northern Community Radio, and they always need members. In fact, members are the biggest source of funds for the station. And believe me, a silly little show like ours would not exist were it not for Northern Community Radio. And so if you're enjoying tonight's show and would like to be a part of a station that does this all year round, maybe not with musicals, but sometimes other things, please take this moment to become a member by calling 800-662-5799. You can find more at kaxe.org. They're always looking for members, and membership means all sorts of great opportunities to participate in a community. And that's what it is, Northern Community Radio, people together doing a lot of cool stuff. And so please take a moment to do that if you would. Independent public media in northern Minnesota. The Great Northern Radio Show is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the Blandon Foundation, the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Grant Program, and the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund. Well, folks, it is the Great Northern Radio Show. We are live in Aurora. Like any Iron Range town, the city of Aurora has a history tied to settlement and mining. Of course, a lot of ways, Aurora is a classic small town. They've got an A&W here. One of the old-style A&Ws, they, by account that I heard, they mix the root beer in the basement. I like that. I like a place like that. A couple cafes, an old theater, a couple of dollar stores, and a head shop. You know, just like any other small town. It's a special town. It's a neat community. It's got a history tied to mining, and Aurora was first incorporated in 1903 inside the Canuti and Angala grocery store. And before that, it had been an informal settlement near the Meadow Mine, just off the old Mesabi Trail. Shortly after it was founded, city leaders realized they made a mistake. Of course, the railroad ran a mile away, and so they picked up 2 years later and moved the town a mile over to be on the railroad, and it thrived from that point forward. By 1907, just 2 years after that, more than 2,000 people lived here, and the town continued to grow with the iron boom of the early 20th century. One interesting aspect about local history that I noticed when I was doing my reading is not far from here was the site of a town that is no longer there, and that is the town of Merritt. And located between Bewabik and what would later become Aurora, Merritt was designed to be this central hub of commerce at the time, and it was named for the famous Merritt brothers who discovered ore on the Mesabi. It so happens that a member of our cast, one of our Foley artists, Lauren Nickish, is related to the Merritt family. Lauren, could you tell me what is your relation to the Merritt family?
Well, you've heard of the Seven Iron Men who discovered the Mesabi Range, and the leader of that band was Leonidas Merritt, and Leonidas Merritt is my great-great-grandfather.
Wow. So, Iron Range royalty, right here, Lauren. When you think about your family's history, of course, they were a very important family in Duluth and on the Iron Range. What makes you most proud of your family connection?
I think that they believed in themselves, believed in their dreams, and they were willing to go out and do the hard work to make their dreams happen. And it boded well for the whole northern part of the Minnesota state.
Yeah, excellent. And we were talking about this, Merritt. And it doesn't have a lot of, you don't have a lot of information in your family files about the town of Merritt. Why do you think that might be?
I don't know. You'd think most anybody would be proud to have their name put on a town, but my guess is that the first building that was probably built in that town was a bar, and maybe the second building as well. And the Merritts were temperance people. They liked their tea and their milk, and I think they didn't want to lend their name to any town that was going to be filled with those spirits.
Yes, and the Merritts actually at the time went out of their way to avoid passing through the town or even being near the town. They'd go make special trips to get around it. Of course, Merritt was an ill-fated town. There's a lot of ghost towns and villages all over the range and locations that didn't pan out, but Merritt had been declining. Other towns nearby were doing better. One day it caught on fire, and they didn't try too hard to put the fire out. And that was the end of Merritt. So anyway, a town that almost was. Thanks, Lauren, for
Thank
sharing
you.
Your family history.